My question is that the candidate has taken up a new executive position elsewhere over the past year as the chief lawyer at ANZ. So I guess my question is, I'm presuming that his board and CEO granted him permission to continue serving elsewhere, and I'm just wondering, how does the situation of ANZ being in the funds management game as well and serving on this board, how does that work out? Because it's a very unusual situation. I'm not aware of any other general counsel of a big four bank that, given their own funds management operations, sits on another board elsewhere and serves as a director.